This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're praising other people, sometimes they are not deserving of that praise. Because who should you praise? Because in the end, no matter what you praised, who gave them that? So every praise that you praise others with, the source of it is the one and only God. So you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Because there's not a single thing that you can praise except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided it for them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them that way. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is deserving of all praise. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man asbaha aminan fi sirbi, mu'afan fi badani, indahu quta yawmi, fa ka'annama hizat lahu ad-dunya bi hadhafiriha." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever wakes up in the morning, peace having security in his house, and healthy in his body, like he's healthy, and he has enough food for that day, then it's as if he has had the whole world. That you have everything that you need in this world. That you have everything. So some of us we don't think about it. You know, like there are so many things that we have, but we're not thankful for what we have. I want you to think about some of our brothers and sisters who are in Gaza right now. Do they wake up in the morning feeling safe in their houses? Do they wake up in the morning feeling safe in their houses? I'm asking you. No, not now. Do they wake up in the morning like many of them are injured? Some of them are sick. And do they wake up in the morning saying, like, you know, do they have enough food for today? And if they have safety, they have food for the day, and they're not injured or they're not sick, do you know what they say? Man, we have the world. We have all that we need. Alhamdulillah, that's all we want. They're making dua for that. You know, they're making dua for the things we take for granted every day. Water, food, like we have, imagine electricity going out in our houses. Ya Allah, the kids go crazy. Whoa, no more internet? Ya Allah. No internet, right? Or, you know, I can't take a shower? Really? No hot water? Yeah, Allah. Yeah, they're looking for water to drink. And that's why when you really think about this world, if you, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wake up in the morning feeling safe in your house and you're healthy and you have the food just for that day, then you have the whole world. You have everything that you need in this world. There's nothing else that you really need. There's nothing else. Because when you pass away, if you pass away, what do you take with you? Nothing. You just want that for that day, for that day. So what is the most important thing? What's the greatest thing that you have? It's your deen. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If you don't have that, then you don't have anything. And so when you say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the greatest blessing, and that's guidance. And where can that guidance be found? It's in the Quran. Our deen, our faith, to learn our deen, revelation from Allah. It's the greatest blessing that Allah has given us, Islam, in giving us the Quran. And that's why when you start reciting the Quran, what do you start saying? What's the first thing you recite? You say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So what are you also praising Allah for, remember? For that Quran. The blessing, that miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us to start with. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. One of the things that we're also praising is the Quran. And you know what we should also say? Oh Allah, make us amongst the people of the Quran. Make us amongst the people of the Quran. And so when we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, He's the only one, He's the only one who created. So the rububiyyah, He is the one that created us. He is the one that gave us all of our needs, every single thing that we need for to be successful in this life and the hereafter. Yet at the same time, everybody and everything is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone and everybody is in need of, what's the thing that we need the most? When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, how do we enter Jannah? How do we enter Jannah? By Allah's mercy, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, not a single person will enter Jannah except by the mercy of Allah. It's not about your deeds. It's through the mercy of Allah. And the companions, they said, oh Messenger of Allah, even you, like it's not of our deeds. Nobody will enter the Jannah because of their deeds. Unless Allah envelops that person with His mercy. And that's how you enter Jannah. And he said, even you, O Messenger of Allah, thinking how much good deeds that He's done, he says, yes, even me. Unless Allah envelops me with His mercy, none will enter Jannah. And so when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, He reminds us. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Because what's the most important thing? And also when you're like, imagine right now, you're like, Allahu Akbar, you're praying. Our deen is so hopeful. There's so much hope that Allah gives us in our deen. Our brothers and sisters, again, you know, they're in our minds and our hearts right now that are going through difficulties. When they say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, they praise Allah for everything that they have, that He's the Lord of the universe, the Rabb of all the worlds. And then the first name of Allah they mention after that is what? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, Allahu Akbar. Like Allah is the one who is most merciful. So you're hopeful no matter what your situation is. He is the one who has mercy. He's the most merciful. He's more merciful towards us than we are towards ourselves. And He's the source of mercy. And after we finish prayer, what do we say also? We say, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. He is the peace. And He's the source of peace. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka, and from you is peace. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. And so we say, Alhamdulillah. When we're praying and we start our prayers with that, then at the end when we finish, knowing that our life, this is everything. It starts with praising Allah. And then in the end, we realize that He is the source of peace, the source of tranquility, the source of happiness, the source of our contentment. All of that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, we also realize when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we also realize that, you know, the whole world, if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want success, then we also have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what? When you're reciting, what do you read with? We read with our mouths and our throats. And we also read with what? What should we be doing? Our hearts also. And so that's why when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a lesson for us that when you praise Allah, can I just go Allahu Akbar? Can I pray and just read in my mind only? Would that be considered reading? No. It's not. Is it enough for me just Allahu Akbar and I'm like, read. Why are you not reading? Like, I am. And that's why if someone reads a book, do you have to read everything out loud? But when you're praying and you're reading and recitation, it has to be recited to let us know that it's not just our faith in our iman. It isn't just in our hearts. And when we recite, what do we do? Also, what do we accompany with all of that recitation? With movements of our body. And that's what faith is, iman. Iman is in the heart. And it's uttered with the tongue. And it's accompanied by all of our actions. Every single movement that we make also. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's when we recite the Qur'an, and even when you're reciting, you recite it out loud. So that also goes against those who say, you know, iman is here only. Iman is here only. Will my prayer be accepted if I just said, I'm praying Fajr right now. Leave me alone. Like, how are you praying? In my heart. Is that accepted of you? No. Can I just read and not make any movements? Would that be accepted of me? No. Can I just make movements only? I'm like, okay, I don't want to read anything. I'm just going to make those movements. Will that prayer be accepted of mine? No, it won't. It has to be accompanied by intention of the heart. Even if you prayed with the wrong intention, if it's your heart's not there, your wrong intention, your prayer is not accepted. It has to match, and it has to, all of those things have to combine. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Ameen, and then you go down, right? And then you go back up, and then you recite again, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All of that, that's the worship of Allah. The faith and the belief in Allah encompasses all of that. And so, Alhamdulillah fills the scale. One word or one phrase fills the scale on the day of judgment. Do you see why it fills the scale on the day of judgment? We're just covering just a little bit. It's such an amazing phrase. When you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And so, Surah Al-Fatiha is the basis of our worship. What do I mean? Like, our worship is based off of Surah Al-Fatiha. And Surah Al-Fatiha is such an amazing surah, because it encompasses what? Worship. What is worship? What is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to encompass three things. Anybody know what these things are? When you worship Allah, the worship of Allah encompasses three things. And it's found in Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Anybody know? When we say Alhamd, I mentioned that already. Number one, praise. But what does praise have to accompany by? Alhamd doesn't just mean praise. It means praise accompanied by what? Love and reverence of Allah. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So most people think that you never think about the love of Allah when you say Alhamdulillah. That's because we don't know the word hamd. We're just translating it from Alhamd and we translate it praise. What have we lost in translation? You know, they say you lose so much in translation. What have we lost? Now that you know Alhamd is we know like a little bit of Alhamd right now. What have we lost when you just translated that? We lost so much. It's like we've only taken a small piece. When we say all praises be to Allah, it's like, what are you thinking? All praises be to Allah. What you're thinking alone is not enough in English. Alhamd means more than that. It means love and reverence. And you say, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, what does that give you? What does that give you? Remember we said, no matter what you're going through, whatever is happening to you, what do you need? You need Allah, but you need the mercy of Allah. You need the mercy of Allah. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is full of hope. Worship of Allah is accompanied by love, hope, and then we say Maliki Yawmiddin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن Allah. So let me just finish this point, inshallah, so that we can finish the first verse of Al-Fatiha. And then we can go on to the next verse, inshallah, next week. Al-Fatiha, we said, encompasses. And the worship of Allah entails the love of Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And entails also hope, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din is fear, hope and fear. And that's why Ibn Qayyim, he said, the love of Allah is like a bird. The head is mahabba, is love. And the two wings of a believer, you know, for a believer, it's like a bird. The two wings of a believer and the two wings of a bird, or the two wings of a believer, are hope and fear. That's how you move forward. That's how you worship Allah. In life, you're like a bird. In order for you to fly, without a bird without a head, is it a bird? Will it ever be able to fly without a head? Nothing will move without a head. That's the love of Allah. And if a bird happens to break one of his wings, or his wings, one of his wings is injured, can a bird fly with one wing? Have you seen a bird fly with one wing? I have not seen a bird fly with one wing. A bird needs two wings, and the believer needs two wings. And what are those two wings? Hope and fear. And that's why there are two types of people. There are some people who speak about hope only, just like the Nasara. The Christians, they always speak about hope. Just do whatever you need to do, you know, whatever. And then as long as you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, or Jesus is your Savior, then you're saved. You go ahead, party on Fridays and Saturdays. You believe that Jesus is your Savior? Yeah, that's it, right? That's it. You'll be saved. Yeah, and so, like, people are hopeful, but there's no fear at all. And then there are some who's just like fear only. Like, you know, if you do this again, you're going to enter the hellfire. And if you start speaking about just the hellfire only, then people are going to lose hope. So you need hope and fear. Love, hope, and fear. Because if you hope, you know, when you're feeling lazy, what should you do? You should think about Jannah and the rewards of Jannah and the rewards that you'll get for doing certain deeds. If you're afraid of committing sins, then think about the hellfire, the consequences of your actions. When you reflect and think about the hellfire, fear keeps you away, prevents you from doing that which is haram. Hope motivates you to do that which is good. And if you have only one, then you're just flying in circles. You're not going to get anywhere. And that's why you have to have hope and fear. And when Al-Fatiha encompasses all of that. So we'll end it with this, inshallah. So Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamd is praising Allah, praising the greatness of Allah, of all of his names and attributes, accompanied by love and reverence. And without it, without love, reverence, and without glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing the greatness of Allah, what do you call that? You call that praise. You don't call that alhamd. So if I were to ask you, what does alhamdulillah mean? And somebody says, all praises be to Allah, what would you say to them? Oh, you're wrong, brother, or you're wrong, sister, right? It doesn't mean just praise, no. Because praise, Allah would have said, al-madhu lillah, praise, that's praise. Al-thana'u lillah, that's praise. But alhamd is more than that. It encompasses love, reverence, and the glorification of everything that is perfect, of the characteristics and attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just points of reflection for us to think when we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So next week, inshallah, or next, not next week, the week afterwards, next week, Muhammad Ismail, inshallah, will be giving his tafsir. But the following week after that, inshallah, we will cover what's next. What's the verse? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So don't miss Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Because if alhamdulillah is that already, how about Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? What does that mean? Does it mean the most beneficent, the most merciful? Ya Allah, every time I say it, it's like English is like so lacking. Like you miss so much. How do you understand all of these words? You understand all of these words by seeing how they're used in the Arabic language, how they're used in the Sunnah, how they're used in the Quran and other verses. And that's why, like this, we're just starting, and yeah, I have right now, believe it or not, that's why, what did I call this class? Just reflections. These are points of reflections. I've not gone about the tafsir of the verse, or even the rulings related to Alhamdulillah. Not even spoken about like the Arabic, like, you know, like linguistically, like deep into it and giving you the examples of poetry and so forth. It's like, it's so powerful. It's a miracle in and of itself. And when you reflect upon it, there's no knowledge. That's why I chose this, because there's nothing more powerful than the Quran. And when you go through every single verse, it helps me also to reflect, because we forget these things all the time and we don't think about it, we don't reflect it, we don't learn it, and we don't teach it. And we forget, you know, the dunya comes and makes us forget. But now, next time, you know, you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, hopefully it means a little bit more. Yeah, it gives you a little bit more meaning and helps you to focus a little bit more. So we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And don't just say it in your prayers only, all the time. Every time you're out there, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And think about all of these aspects of it. Just some of the things that we've mentioned. So we have more. I actually have more relating to that, but we're going to be focusing. As you can see, I focus on that because they're connected, right? Intertwined. So our next session will be focusing on Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. What is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Why is it repeated twice also? What is Ar-Rahman? Because, you know, when this verse was revealed, Allah, they knew the Arabs, they knew what it meant. But they say, who is this Ar-Rahman? Why did they say that? Who? Like, we know Allah. In fact, they used to write Bismika Allahumma. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Ali ibn Abi Talib, or when he told, you know, to, you know, in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, it was written Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Suhail ibn Amr, he said, no, we don't know that Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. What is this? Write what we used to know in Jahiriyyah, Bismika Allahumma, in your name, O Allah. That's all. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is also something that's specific for this ummah, that Allah gave to this ummah. And that's, and how powerful is it, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Inshallah, we'll mention some of, we'll go on some of the different points of reflection from the next verse, inshallah. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolongs our life, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us that which benefits us and benefits from that which has taught us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Anyone have any questions? I don't want to leave with, if you guys have anything. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, you guys are very smart. Alhamdulillah.